Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Sir Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We begin with the price of gasoline. You will remember that California drives all the time. It's dependent upon their fossil fuel vehicles and some electric vehicles. The price of gasoline these last weeks, however, has led the nation. Is it moderating? Jeff, a very good evening to you. You're in Orange County. Give us a range of prices. Is it worse than it was? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's a little bit better in Orange County right now. We're talking about $5.94 a gallon. That might sound strange to people around the country to hear me say better than it was before when we're talking almost $6, but it was over $6 in many places. And if you go up to L.A., it is over $6, $6.08. But just earlier this week, my wife and I were out in the Palm Springs area, which is out in the desert about 2 hours east of L.A. in Orange County, and it was up to $7 out there. Of course, a little bit of that has to do with the location. But we see that throughout the state. Now, there are some places in the state where it's quite a bit less, and there are some people saying that, you know, some recent moves by the governor and others may bring prices down a bit. But for now, it's all hovering close to $6 or $7 a gallon throughout much of the state.
But the Sacramento has not made the move yet to change the mix, right? You told me something about changing the kind of gasoline, the mix of the gasoline to make it cheaper.
What happens is in the summer and the winter, we have different formulations that are said to help, you know, cut down the air pollution, particularly in the summer when it's so warm and the air just kind of sits. It doesn't move anywhere. So the smog builds up. So they have a different formulation, which typically makes things more expensive. And we're still in that formulation period. Well, they're moving it toward the winter formulation period earlier so that we can save some money, probably about 20 or 30 cents a gallon is my understanding. And I'm sure people will take whatever they can get. But we're going to see prices go back up again. Everyone is sure of that.
Migrants, much in the news, the Biden administration making decisions that are surprising. One of them is that the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mr. Mayorkas, is restarting the wall, but I get lost here. It's a big wall, and it runs from Brownsville, Texas, all the way to the coast of California. So let's focus on the California part. Have you got a complete wall in California? And what about those Department of Homeland Security white buses that were turning up in San Diego and people were ant walking off of the migrants? Where did they go? First, the wall. Is there any need for construction of the wall in California?
There is need for it. There are a number of places, even high traffic areas, where the wall has either not been completed or it has been damaged or destroyed by cartels and others. And so there are places actually not far from San Diego, both inland and near the coast, where they have cut open areas, you know, with welding, blowtorches, some sort of device. And other places where they could just get through it because it wasn't completely put together. And of course, when you get down toward the coast, it's, you know, if you go out far enough into the water, you can get around it. It doesn't go out forever into the ocean. And then there are cartels, the traffickers, you know, employ small, cheap boats to get around it. So that's not a problem either. So there's a lot of work to be done, but certainly I think probably the bigger work that needs to be done is farther out toward the desert regions of California into Arizona and Texas. What are they doing with the migrants? They're still bringing them in, is my understanding, on buses. We're not seeing quite the same surge that we did before, but we're still talking several thousand people have been brought in on buses and still are being brought in and just dumped in San Diego, which has caused the authorities there to issue or request a humanitarian crisis help from the state and federal governments.
You were recently in San Diego. Do you see them on the beach? Do you see them in the public parks, the migrants? They're healthy. They're young. They've got children.
I did not see them myself. I did interview people down there who had seen them out on the beaches, walking along, camping out in places where there's no work to be had, places where there are no lawns to cut, no labor like that to be done. But, you know, this is what happens when you're just brought to the border and dumped and, you know, told to fend for yourself. So they both, you know, kind of strike out on their own. And they're also sometimes the victims of people are looking to take advantage of them for other things. So this is a, you know, this is kind of a situation that's very deplorable because these people are just, even though they're being taken across the border for what some people might argue are humanitarian reasons, just being dumped on this side of the border without any help or any direction, certainly not good for anyone.
North to San Francisco. The doom loop continues. 7 Starbucks closing suddenly. Are the people going to lose their jobs? Where are these, Jeff?
These are in San Francisco, ranging from out near the Embarcadero, the ferry area where the Fisherman's Wharf it sort of is located, inland a bit, where, you know, it's chiefly, it looks like, in the business district. There are 7 of these Starbucks. And, you know, San Francisco is one of those cities like Seattle. There are a few others where people tend to think of them as real coffee drinking cities, where it's a place where people gather and the business people go during the day. And in this case, it's very strange to think that Starbucks, which seemed to have at one time a store in every corner, is now shutting them down one after the other. Now, they're saying these people who worked in these Starbucks are going to be offered jobs elsewhere. But there's a problem that we're seeing here, and that's that, you know, with businesses being closed down or people not coming back after the pandemic, that has a big impact. But surely an even bigger impact is the amount of street crime, the aggressive panhandling, the homelessness that's keeping tourists, business people, and residents away from, you know, you don't want to go outside if you think you're going to be accosted.
To Fresno, the California Teachers Union in Fresno is looking towards a very likely strike soon enough that could close the classrooms. And the report is the Teachers Union is recommending that the parking lots, if the strike goes forward, if the parking lots of public schools be given over to the homeless. Jeff, this just doesn't seem commonsensical. Is it something about Fresno? Is this a very liberal town to put people who are drug abusers and really not responsible for themselves that close to a school, even if the school's empty?
Well, that's a good question because, you know, when you open it up to the homeless, even though the teachers are saying, well, we want to do this for homeless families, we know it never quite goes that way for them. You know, this is part of a bigger issue that speaks to what's happened in the teachers' unions. That's gone way beyond just being interested in what happens in the classroom or even what happens in the contract negotiations with the school board or what have you. This is about how they're talking about, you know, being agents for social change. And so this is one of those things they want to do when they talk about, you know, societal things. That's what they actually call it, in quotes, societal things, things they want to help change or make better. So beyond the classroom, they want to have a hand in the homeless situation. So they want the city the school district to pay about $500,000 a year just for security to take care of a homeless camp in schoolyards. That's far away from, you know, and I should say the school district has not exactly had stellar test results when you're talking about a lot of their kids going through their system. So the focus has kind of moved away from one thing to a whole different thing for many of the teachers there in the union.
Sharks. I've been learning about sharks from Cal State's Long Beach's professor of marine biology, Chris Lowe. What I've learned is when you surf in Southern California, about 50 to 100 yards away, are a lot of juvenile sharks are sort of watching you. They like to feed on the jellyfish. But now there's been a shark incident, Marin County. I've got 30 seconds, Jeff. What's happened?
A kite surfer up there went out with 2 other friends over the weekend, and he did not return to the beach. And there had been shark sightings in the area, not uncommon for that part of Marin County. And they believe that he was taken by a shark up there. It wouldn't be the first surfer to have been taken by a white shark. That's a pretty tough area. As we call it as surfers, it's very sharky.
Sharky. These are great white sharks, right? These are the big ones, 3 times the size of a human being.
That's right. And up in that area, which they call the Red Triangle because of all the breeding areas for for the sea lions and other mammals, there are many, many of these big, great white sharks.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Bass.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.